Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at Wild Desires, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies for free just by coming. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed and just loosen any clothing. Put your earbuds in and close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. And when you're ready to surrender to deep, sensuous pleasure, go ahead and take a nice deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. The next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Priscilla and John breathed heavily as they stood at the top of the latest hill. They didn't need to look behind them to know the storm was following them. The cold breeze told them everything they needed to know. They could just see the dark, ominous clouds that had followed them slowly for the past couple of hours, catching up with them at every step. Looking down into the valley below, the faint twinkling of camp lights told them that they were almost at their destination. Priscilla couldn't remember which one of them had suggested a walking holiday for the last summer at home, but whoever it was deserved to be crucified for such a dumb idea. Muscles ached in her body she never knew she even had, and she would give her back teeth for a hot shower and a feather mattress at home right now. It took them another hour to descend the far side of the hill to the campsite. People were busy preparing themselves for the oncoming storm, paying attention to their tents in ways Priscilla never knew you could. It was surely just a bit of rain, people, not a tornado. Finding the site office, they quickly checked in, the young lady behind them desk giving them directions that sounded like it was another hour's walk to their pitch. "It's by the forest, sheltered and private," she said, as if that made it all the better. Finding their way through the maze of paths, fighting between the people who seemed like they were expecting Armageddon to hit. Eventually, they found their pitch site, and Priscilla had to admit that she was relieved it was far away from the crowds, because they were going frankly nuts out there, and all she could think about was getting her tent up and getting a damn good night's sleep. The YouTube video she had watched as some form of training on how to set up a tent proved to be wholly inadequate. This tent fought her with every tent peg. The bitch did not want to be set up. Of course, it was not helped by the growing wind, which seemed to be deliberately growling every time she had a piece of canvas in her hand. Looking over, she was relieved to see John was having similar issues. He must have watched the same videos. Young and naive, they really should have practiced in the garden first. Priscilla discovered she knew a lot more cuss words than she ever thought she did, through the torture of erecting her tent. By the time it was finally up, the first drops of rain caressed her cheeks. Turning to John, she said simply, "I'm beat. I'm just going to crash." Her body angrily shivered from the sudden drop in temperature. "Sounds like a plan," John said, forcing a smile. They had been friends since kindergarten, and Priscilla had never really looked at him in that way. But seeing him in the diminishing light of the evening, his body dripping with a potent mixture of rain and sweat, his shirt clinging to his body tightly. Maybe it was all the good clean air. But damn, he looked horny as fuck. Shaking the thought from her mind, she crawled into her tent and rolled out her sleeping bag. Much as John was dripping with sweat and rain, so was she. Her clothes clung to her skin like glue, eventually managing to peel them off, even within the confines of her small tent. She realized she did not have the energy to drag her nightwear from the rucksack, and argued with herself over the logic of sleeping in just her panties. She could get dressed in the morning, she eventually decided. Right now, she just wanted the relative comfort of her sleeping bag. Lightning glowed through the canvas of the tent. She never had been scared of storms, but being here, alone, with just a thin piece of material between her body and the full power of Mother Nature that was screaming outside, she suddenly felt a little vulnerable. Sinking a little further into her sleeping bag did little to stop the assault of the storm on her senses. For all the primordial reactions it brought, she was surprised to find herself very aroused. It must be the cold and wind that had lashed at her body, she muttered. Maybe just enjoying a moment would help her relax and sleep. As if her hands were answering the unspoken question, they had moved between her thighs. An avalanche of goosebumps had already veiled her body as her fingers explored the soft material of her panties. A warm wetness welcomed her fingers, the stark contrast to the cold wet that kissed every other inch of her body, making the sensation so much more intense. As the thunder sounded loudly above, her hips bucked against her hand. Urgently, Priscilla moved from the gentle strokes of her pussy lips through her panties to plunging her fingers past the side of her underwear, deep and hard inside her pussy. Feeling the severity of her pussy clutching at her fingers, she never knew a storm could be so much of a turn-on. Her hips pushed against her plunging hand, forcing her fingers deeper, her thumb rubbing her clit furiously, and on the next crash of thunder, it was all she could do to cry out, "Oh God!" as an orgasm exploded through her body. Continuing to massage her lips gently, just to prolong the sensation, her body shivered as wave after wave of warm bliss caressed every nerve. Closing her eyes, she eventually sank into a deep sleep, her hands still in her panties. And her hand hadn't moved when she awoke. A loud crash of thunder followed swiftly by the illumination of the lightning, shaking her tent. Without warning, a strong gust blew along her tent, forcing one side to collapse, covering Priscilla in cold water and exposing her to the unhindered view of the storm clouds above. Panicking, she unzipped her sleeping bag and stumbled through the mud to John's tent. Unzipping the main flap, she scrambled inside, closing the zipper behind her hurriedly. What's happened? John muttered, half asleep. My tent collapsed, she said shakily, her body shivering from the shock. Where's your clothes? He asked, sensibility flooding his mind. I left them in the tent, she muttered. Okay, get in the sleeping bag. I'll grab your clothes. You do not want wet clothes in the morning. John crawled out of the sleeping bag. He had also elected to sleep in just his underwear. The tents had been advertised as two-person, but given how snug they were, as John maneuvered around her, how she could feel every part of his hard body pressing against her trembling skin, Priscilla was just glad they had not decided to get one to share. John unzipped the tent flap and took a breath before launching himself into the night, silhouetted by a flash of lightning. Priscilla just sat there, shivering, holding her legs close to her chest, as she waited his return. She probably should get into the sleeping bag, but for some reason she was reluctant until he returned, as if that would change anything. She knew it had only been minutes when he returned, but it did seem like hours before he pushed through the tent flap, dripping with rain. "There's nothing you can use tonight," he said. "We'll get all your stuff dry in the morning." Reaching over to his rucksack, he pulled out a large t-shirt and a towel. Passing her both, he said, "Dry yourself, and put this on before you catch your death of a chill." Her body was already experiencing intense sensations from the cold and the rain, but when the rough caress of the towel moved abrasively over her body, they just seemed to intensify. It took all her willpower to stop herself from moaning loudly. She dried her breasts. That rough material teasing at her already erect nipples. She suddenly realized how much bigger John was than her. She could use this as a tent all by itself. "I haven't got any panties, I'm afraid," he said, smiling. "But you should remove those. I bet they're drenched." Priscilla flushed a deep crimson at the thought of how aroused she was earlier, and she slipped her panties down her legs, trying desperately to maintain her dignity by keeping the shirt pulled low. "From the rain, of course," he added. "Oh yes, the rain," she thought, smiling gently. Passing the towel to John to dry himself, she laughed gently as he looked at her hair. "That's some serious bed hair, Priscilla." She punched him playfully as he dried his own body. In the privacy of her mind, Priscilla kind of regretted that he was drying himself. He looked rather good wet. When he finished drying, he stopped suddenly and whispered, "Shit, all my dry shorts are in the bottom of my rucksack, and there is no way to take everything out of my rucksack just to get to them. Close your eyes, Priscilla. I'll get in the sleeping bag first. That way you won't get any nasty surprises." Priscilla closed her eyes, but let them drift open slightly through sheer curiosity. She'd heard rumors from the football team about John's prowess, but she really wanted to see for herself. As he slid her shorts off, all the gossip proved to be an understatement. Priscilla had to bite her lips to stop a gasp leaving her mouth. Focusing on his groin, she watched him through her eyelashes as he slid into the sleeping bag before saying, "Okay, kinda decent again." Priscilla slid in with her back towards him. To say it was snug was an understatement. Thank God she was only small. But even with her petite frame, she could still feel John pressed tight against her back. She could still feel that cock pressed against her ass. With a vision of it in her mind, as she closed her eyes, she really doubted she would get much sleep. Some images just leave an impression that will keep you up all night. John put his arms around her, snuggling in tight to her. "It's best we share our body heat. It will keep you from getting hypothermia," he whispered, the warm caress of his words and breath on her ear, doing nothing to stop the sensations pulsing in her body. He tried to place his hands respectfully, but given how broad they were, how long his fingers were, there was just nowhere he could hold her. That didn't mean he was caressing her breasts or the top of her hips. "Don't worry about your hands, John. Let's just get through tonight," she whispered. With that, he stopped moving, his hand gently holding her breast so they might share their body heat. Priscilla wasn't sure if it was the lull in the storm that woke her next, as there certainly was one. The thunder and lightning were still overhead, but it was more of a whisper now than a growl. Or maybe it was John's hand, caressing her nipple with his thumb in his sleep, and his growing erection that was determinedly pushing between her ass cheeks. Her own body had already started to respond, even in sleep. Her hand was between her thighs, stroking her clit. The warm caress of her feminine juices teased at her thighs, the sensation accentuating the desire burning through her. Wriggling gently, so not as to waken John, she managed to part her thighs a little further, to allow her hand space to explore between the dripping folds of her pussy. Biting the edge of the sleeping bag to suppress a moan, as her fingers pushed slowly and firmly inside herself, her core clutching at her fingers, tightening harder and harder with every thrust of those digits. Tears caressed her cheeks as she fought the need to groan loudly, the very act of restraint making the orgasm rise to her body even more intensely. In a desperate need to feel her fingers inside, her pelvis rocked against her hand, John's cock sliding from between her ass cheeks, and now throbbing against her pussy lips. Feeling the tip of his cock pulsing against her folds just sent her pussy into overdrive as it clutched needfully at his erection. The temptation was just too much. Gently, Priscilla rubbed her pussy lips over the tip of his erection as she continued to rub her clit. Feeling his warm tip just pushing inside was too much to bear, her orgasm growing uncontrollably. She knew if she came like this, she would be sure to wake him, and she would die of embarrassment. With a pang of regret, she moved her hips forward, letting John's cock drop from her pussy. Lightly he moaned in his sleep, his own frustration evident. "Don't stop," he whispered, pulling her back against him, before he kissed gently on the base of her neck, caressing that soft flesh with the edge of his teeth. Reaching his hand down, he pulled her leg back over his, opening her pussy further. Priscilla's own hand reached down to find his cock and guided him inside her welcoming folds, rubbing his balls as he started to thrust slowly. Every movement of his cock was deliberate and intense, pushing along the walls of her pussy, massaging that one spot that always drove her wild. John's hand reaching between her thighs and massaging her clit firmly in perfect time with his thrusts, sending the wildfire of pre-orgasmic need ricocheting through Priscilla's body. Pushing back into him, forcing his cock even deeper into her, her lips stretched tightly around his shaft. She could feel every single motion through every nerve in her pussy, the ripple of every vein in his bulging erection, sending new tremors through her body. Suddenly he bit on her neck, as his other hand clutched hard on her breast, pinching her nipple tightly before grasping at the soft flesh with his fingernails, his body tensing as he thrust deep and hard into Priscilla's dripping pussy, unable to withhold any longer. She moans loudly as her legs tense, her toes curling. She grasped at the sleeping bag with such an intensity that she lost the sense of feeling in her fingers before the rush of orgasm collapsed through her body. The intense clutching of her pussy taking John over the edge as she felt his warm cum erupt inside her. Panting gently, Priscilla immerses herself in the sensation of his still throbbing cock, pulsing inside her, not wanting to move in case she loses that feeling. "Stay right there," she whispers, closing her eyes. She noticed how all the sensations intensified, moaning gently as John pulls her back onto him a little tighter, accelerating the wave of pleasure moving through her body. Silently, they lay there for the longest moment, just enjoying the feeling of being that close. Eventually, John whispered, "What say we find a hotel in the morning and continue this there?" He kissed her neck gently, sending goosebumps cascading down her body. "After a nice hot shower together, of course," he added. "That sounds like an awesome idea," she replied, deliberately making her pussy clutch at his cock a little harder to show her appreciation. So, another week, another story. I hope you enjoyed that. next week we'll have another new story. By all means, you can send in your requests. If you have a fantasy, a story you'd like to hear, then send it in, and I will do my best to write it for you. I'm not the best writer, but I'm enthusiastic. Let's say that. I'm enthusiastic. So, until then, when I can get you back in bed again, and we can enjoy even wilder pleasure. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.